I'm talking to longtime Klan watcher, Tori Mercer. Tell us about that, your history watching these people.
Well, I used to go out to High Island with a pair of binoculars and see them as they flew in from the south on their migration from... the Klan watching. Oh, never mind. I'm into bird watching, too. I thought you were... Never, I'm sorry. What was that, the Klan?
You seem to be infatuated with these people over the years.
Well, you know, I grew up with the Klan. I was living in Georgia in 1964 when I was 4 years old, and, you know, I wasn't conscious of what was going on, but these guys were marching in the streets back then like astronauts on parade, and people came out and saw them on their horses and their flags and cheered them on like heroes. And, you know, it's like eventually you figure out what they're about, and it's only natural to take a stand against that kind of ignorance. And so you pay attention to it, you know, when it pops up.
The reason that we're talking is that Hurricane Godot pretty much took its toll on a place called Vidor, Texas. So when it comes to a place like Vidor, Texas, you know, I'm going to talk to Tori because he's a longtime binocular Klan watcher.
Well, Vidor, Texas, about, I don't know, about 5 or 6 miles to the east of Beaumont. And the hurricane did go straight through Vidor, tore a bunch of stuff up. But you'll be happy to know that no black people were hurt in Vidor. And why might that be? Because there's no black people in Vidor. They have a sign on the outskirts of town that says, "Nigger, don't let the sun set on you in Vidor." And they have some other signs, too.
Really?
And
is that true?
It's a Klan town. They kicked the black people out in the 1920s, I believe. It was a heavy lumber area. The blacks owned a lot of timber land, very valuable timber land. And as Houston expanded, they were, you know, that was a corridor. I think there was, it was close to a railroad. And so it was accessible timber, you know, that could have come to Houston to help build up the houses and neighborhoods of the east side, which was becoming integrated, you know, pretty much all Mexican-American labor being brought in from San Antonio and Monterey to build the ship channel starting around 1900. And then those neighborhoods go up to support those industries, and they needed a lot of timber. And so that was the easiest thing, was like right around Vidor, to get timber from that area. And so a lot of racists came in, a lot of Klans people came in to basically take the land away from the African Americans that had been there for probably several generations. So it's, you know, economic motivation, you know, to get that land, control that timber, to build up Houston. And there was another infusion of racist divider in the 1960s when Beaumont, just 6 miles away, a much larger town, became integrated. The schools became integrated, and so the real heavy-duty Klansmen and their families moved out of Beaumont so they could be in a place where there's no black people, which was 6 miles away in Vidor. And it was characterized by low-income white racists. You know, there was a lot of rich white racists in Beaumont at the time, but they didn't seem to feel like they had to move.
Well, because they could afford the private schools, I guess.
Possibly. So, the thing is, the point is, this is of biblical proportions, okay? This is just another part of the Bible that keeps repeating itself and repeating itself. It's the old story of, you know, the lamb's blood painted on the door and the plague passes by, and, you know, it's like, in this case, the Jews that were passed over happened to be the African Americans of Vidor. You know, it's like they were spared this biblical plague of, you know, Wendy proportions.
So Vidor got flattened pretty good, from what I understand.
I think, you know, it's like, it's the Bible, it's karma, it's like, you know, revenge of nature. You know, the consequences of all the above.
You said there was a website or something that we could look at that dealt with Vidor?
Oh, there's a few. One is...
It's, by the way, Vidor is spelled V-I-D-O-R, Vidor, Texas. It's a famous, very, I mean, I'm sorry, infamous Klan stronghold here in Texas. Up to this day, we're not talking about
back in the day.
Oh, no, this is the current home of the Ku Klux Klan Knights of the White Camellia. This is their headquarters. You know, every once in a while they'll go to, you know, different small Texas towns to preach their crap, but, you know, home is Vidor. That's the center of their empire. If you go to Vidor, if you can get past, if you can get in without getting arrested, you might want to have a cup of coffee. And then you'd go to the Coffee Cup Cafe, spelled with three K's, Coffee Cup Cafe.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's the local coffee shop in Vidor. And my niece's husband went there once. He's he like rebuilds engines, and he had rebuilt somebody's engine, and him and another mechanic went to deliver it, and they wouldn't let this other guy get out of the truck because he was Mexican American. All right, and this was to, like, you know, the wealthiest guy in town, you know, some businessman in Vidor. And it's like, I mean, these guys are of cartoon proportions. It's nutcase central. You thought Idaho had enclaves of weirdness. Oh, it's in Texas, man! Behind the Pine Curtain.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add to this biblical story? I mean, because, of course, thousands and thousands of years from now, people will be reading it in the
Bible.
The Chronicles of Eschatology.
Right.
Well, I mean, don't they keep updating the Bible? Aren't we going to be in it? We get to be in it, right? Can't we be in it?
You'd think. It's probably a story that ended a long time ago, though.
Right. Well,
we're working on the new Bible. It's all going to be, you know, like, internet-based.
Well, you know, I mean, my reading of the Old Testament, at least, it's probably the most racist piece of crap that it's ever been written, but...
Well, it serves many purposes, not just racism. I mean, it's, you know...
Well, I mean, anytime...
You could be a racist or a sadist or a woman-hater or a gay-hater, you know, hey, it's a mini splendid tool.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those 19-function Swiss things.
Yes, we spent a lot of time in Leviticus, of course.
Hey, but, you know, it's like, you know, there's love there too. You know, Jesus talked about love. Okay, you know.
Not in the Old Testament. He wasn't.
He wasn't allowed.
No, he wasn't around then.
No, he wasn't. That was.
Anyway, it's kind of strange to be having a conversation about religion with you. I'm not sure how that happened.
Well, I think the hurricane must have changed everything.
Oh,
some kind of strange alchemy.
Oh, so you got religion over around the hurricane?
Oh, no, I don't have any kind of religion.
So
gave up that stuff long time ago.
So I mean, it wasn't your prayers that that put the hurricane in Vidor
instead of here.
I forgot to pray about that.
Oh, okay.
I forget to pray about a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, Tori. Do you want to, as Wally James would say, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Go to A Short History of Nasty Vidor by Danny L. Yeager. Just Google Vidor, KKK, and it'll come up on A Short History of Nasty Vidor.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, we got some beers to finish up around here, so I'll talk to you later.
Likewise. Ciao.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'll be
good
back.
One, Daddy.
Time to get to bed, Caitlin.
Okay, Daddy.
Old Daddy's gonna have to hit that dusty trail. Round him up. Fire up that motor scooter. Head on out to Vidor, Texas.
Yeah.
For the KPFD Volunteer Peace Radio Militia Gathering and Gun Show.
Yeah.
We got a whole 18-wheeler full of fertilizer to unload for the community full auto conversion seminar.
Yeah, get them, Daddy.
You can make a difference. Onward, Christian soldier, marching on the rain. Time to get to bed, Caitlin.